Was The Salt by Prairie Empire, the band fronted by Britton Ashford, who currently plays Sonia in the Broadway production of Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812. And I'm Charlie again, and we have another guest in the studio.
Yes, hello, I am Richard Kirby.
Hello, now you can hear me. Hi, I'm Richard Kirby.
You can drag that down. There you go.
Much better.
All right. Yeah, so two of us in studio this morning, 7 to 8. We're just going to be playing some music, talking a bit. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. We should talk about it.
So we don't know what we're going to talk about?
Not yet.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Should we play some more music?
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
All right, well, next up, we have a switch from that sort of indie pop to some punk. This is going to be from the London Calling album, one of the greatest albums of all time, in my humble opinion. This is Spanish Bombs by The Clash.
Lockers, dead and gone, bullet holes in the cemetery wall. The
That was Big Audio Dynamite, the band that Joe Strummer founded after The Clash broke up, with their song Sony off of their self-titled album. And before that, again, we had Spanish Bombs by The Clash from their album, London Calling. And Rich.
Yeah, what's up?
How's being up this early?
I'm not used to it. But I'm actually surprisingly awake right now.
Yeah,
weird.
What happens with getting up too early is that, like, immediately you're fine. It's just when you have to sit down and do nothing, or any time that you have to stay awake, then it's going to get a little harder.
Oh, yeah.
So when's your latest class today?
My latest one
that is an opera ensemble.
Oh, okay. 1:30 to 2:45.
Oh yeah, so that might be interesting.
Yeah, but I'm going to nap. I have like an hour to nap, which is good.
Yeah, there you go.
So
that'll solve a lot of your problems.
Don't yawn, Charlie.
Yeah, no, it happens at this time in the morning.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So you know, like last break, commercial break as we call it. You asked me what I wanted to talk about. I think I got it.
What?
It's soup. What's your favorite soup?
Oh, my favorite soup? That's a very difficult question. Do you often have the dining hall soup?
I have it occasionally.
It's good. Like, you just have to know a few that aren't that good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big fan of, like, the Thai chicken or the,
Or
the lemon chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't go wrong with, like, the pea soup or the minestrone.
Ooh, good. Yeah.
How do you feel about the butternut bisque? Because that's what everyone raves about, but I've actually never had it.
I've never had it either.
It just doesn't look appetizing to me.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, like, it takes a while for me to, like, have a soup like that. Like, my mom at home, she makes a soup called potato leek soup.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Like, it doesn't look...
That's a very Irish thing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't look super appetizing, but it's just, like, really, really yum.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I'm also a big chicken soup person.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Yeah.
All right. This next song is by the band Diodato, but it actually takes inspiration from the works of the famous composer Strauss. Excuse me, not Strauss. It is Strauss. This is Diodato's song, also Sprach Zarathustra from Preludes. Think about 2001 A Space Odyssey when you listen to this. It might have some similarities. Here we go. That was Diodato's jazz version of Strauss's Also Sprach Zarathustra off of their album Preludes. And we're back, Charlie and Rich here. And Rich, you have a message for us, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do. All right, everybody. Under the new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes labeled or advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Put out the myth. No matter what they look, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There's no such thing as a safe cigarette. Please quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit www.smokefree.gov.
That was your big announcer voice?
Oh, yeah.
You should get the job on The Price is Right.
Oh, yeah. I should. Yeah.
I always end up watching The Price is Right at the gym. It's one of those shows that I've watched a lot of without ever really intending to watch The Price is Right.
You know what show that if I ever watch TV during the day, which isn't very often, but if I ever do, mm-hmm. I always tend to turn on Maury. That show.
Really? Oh, yeah. We've spoken about this. Just for all the paternity tests?
Yes. That stuff is so funny. They go crazy, those
people.
Yeah,
I mean, that's also the spectacle of it.
Yeah.
You wonder how much of that is legit. I think a lot of it is just crazy people.
But I looked it up. They don't actually get paid that much to do it. I mean, they get paid to they fly them out to LA and pay for the paternity test, but they don't get paid anything else.
Huh.
Sort of.
Well, some people
sucks.
Also want fame.
That's true.
Even
that's
not, if fame is being on a daytime
that's
talk
not,
show.
That's not good fame. That's bad fame.
No, they want it anyway it comes, but
oh
it
boy.
Happens. Yeah. All right, we're going to stick with the jazz fusion approach, and this is going to be Herbie Hancock's The Tea Leaf Prophecy, parentheses, Lay Down Your Arms, featuring one of the greatest folk singers in history, Joni Mitchell.
Have shipped away. Burl McKee gets her tea leaves red. You'll be married in a month, they say. These leaves are crazy. Just look at this town, there's no men left. Just frail old boys and babies talking to teacher in the treble clef. Plants her garden in the spring. She does the winter shoveling. Tokyo Rose is talking on the radio. She says, I'm leaving here. But she don't go. Out of the blue, just passing through, a young flight sergeant on 2 weeks' leave says, Burl McKee, no one else will do. And he seals the tea leaf prophecy. Oh, those nights were strong and soft. Private passions and secret stories. Nothing about him ticked around. And he looked so cute in his uniform. She plants her garden in the spring. He does the winter shoveling. Summer's just a sneeze in a long, long, bad winter cold. Soon she says, I'm leaving here. out, you don't go.
tea for pity's sake. Some nights kept me awake. I thought that I was stronger. When you gonna realize that you don't even have to try any longer? Do what you want to. Girl, put your records.
That was Corinne Bailey Rae with Put Your Records On, a hit from back in the 2000s. And before that, again, The Tea Leaf Prophecy by Herbie Hancock and Joni Mitchell. What did you think of that, Rich?
I thought it was good. I liked it. It was a good throwback.
It's very eloquent.
Yeah.
I heard Corinne Bailey Rae perform that on the National Public Radio show, Prairie Home Companion.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she appeared on it and she performed that, and I was reminded, oh, that's a good song.
Yeah.
And Prairie Home Companion is hosted by Chris Teeley, who is the singer and the mandolin player for the band The Punch Brothers, who we're going to play now. And this is The Punch Brothers with their song, Julep.
as the sky was darkening through years of night, I felt a door was opening to this gorgeous morning light at last.
That was Carmen Cusack and the original Broadway cast of Bright Star, the musical written by Steve Martin and Edie Brickell. Before that was Julep by the Punch Brothers. And welcome to the show tune section of our show.
That's right.
Which is becoming a regularity with me, which is weird because I've never like been a huge guy to listen to show tunes all the time, but it's been increasing a lot recently.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff out there.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. It's like, I just need to explore more. Usually I just listen to stuff from shows that I've seen.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen Bright Star, so that's a new one for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your choice of the hour coming up now,
so,
right?
Yeah, so this semester I am one of the choreographers for the musical Chicago. We're having auditions today and tomorrow, so if any of you are singers or dancers out there, come on out. It'll be fun. So we're going to be playing this song. It's called We Both Reach for the Gun, which is... it's pretty much, it's a play off the ventriloquist act of the, like, 1920s vaudeville, and pretty much it's Roxy, who's the lady, she's being controlled by Billy Flynn, her lawyer, and I hope you enjoy it.
Well, here it is from the 1996 re-recording with the new Broadway cast of Chicago. Here is We Both Reached for the Gun.
Mr. Flynn, the reporters are here.
Let them in, Butch. Okay, Roxy, act like a dummy. You sit on my lap and I'll do all the talking.
Mr. Billy Flynn sings the press conference rag. Notice how his mouth never moves. Almost.
Where'd you come from?
Mississippi.
And your parents?
Very wealthy.
Where are they?
6 feet under.
But she was granted one more start.
The Convent of the Sacred Heart.
When'd you get here?
1920.
How old were you?
Don't remember.
Then what happened?
I met Amos, and he stole my heart away. Convinced me to elope one day.
A convent girl, a runaway marriage. Oh, it's too terrible, you poor, poor dear.
Who's Red K. Sleep?
My ex-boyfriend.
Why'd you shoot him?
I was leaving.
Was he angry?
Like a madman. Still, I said, Fred, move along.
She knew that she was doing wrong.
Then describe it.
He came toward me
with a pistol
from my bureau.
Did you fight him?
Like a tiger.
He had strength and she had none.
And yet we both reached for the gun. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, we both. Oh, yes, we both. Oh, yes, we both reached for the gun. The gun, the gun, the gun. Oh, yes, we both reached for the gun. For the gun.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Understandable, understandable. Yes, it's perfectly understandable. Comprehensible, comprehensible. Not a bit reprehensible. It's so defensible.
How you feeling?
Very frightened.
Are you sorry?
Are you kidding?
All I'd say is, though my choo-choo jumped the track, I'd give my life to bring him back.
And
stay away from
what?
Jazz and liquor.
And
the men who
what?
Play for fun.
What?
That's the thought that
yeah.
came upon me
when
we both reached for the gun.
Understandable, understandable.
Yes, it's perfectly understandable. Comprehensible, comprehensible. It's so defensible.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, they both. Oh yes, they both. Oh yes, they both reach for
the
gun.
Let me hear it.
The gun, the gun, the gun. Oh yes, they both reach for the gun.
Now you got it.
nation in an isolating age. For once, the shadows gave way to light. For once, I didn't disengage. Angel, I hear you. I hear it. I see you. I hear it. I hear it. I need to finish my own film. I quit dying in America at the end of the millennium. We're dying in America to come into our own. And when you're dying in America at the end of the millennium, you're not alone.
That was America from the Rent cast album. That's the original Broadway cast, Anthony Rapp and Adam Pasquale. And yeah, that's about it for us. It's 7:55 and 29 seconds. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. It's just about 8 o'clock, which means I have to get ready to go to class, and Rich has to go back and get ready to take
sleep.
A nap.
Yeah.
So for the last song, we're going to get away from the show tunes that we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you tuned out because you don't like musicals, you can come back now. And we're going to go in a more prog rock direction with this song. This is Jethro Tull with their song from the album of the same name, Black Satin Dancer. Have a great Thursday and a great weekend. We'll see you.
Signing off.
Sometime other.
Come let me play with you, black satin dancer. In all you give, giving, give is the answer. Tearing life from limb and looking sweeter than the brightest flower. That old